I've always wanted you to assume more responsibility and authority, the office manager screamed. Isn't that correct?
Oh, shut up, Gomez.
Miss Trixie's teeth clattered like castanets.
Have you bought me that Easter ham yet? Answer me that.
All right, you've had your fun. Let's go, Mr. Levy said to his wife. Come on, I'm getting depressed.
Just a moment, Mr. Gonzalez said. I have some mail for you.
As the office manager went to his desk to get the mail, there was a crash in the rear of the office. Everyone, aside from Miss Trixie, who had begun napping on her desk, turned around and looked in the filing department. There, an extremely tall man with long black hair was picking up a file drawer that had fallen to the floor. He stuffed the filing roughly back into the drawer and slammed the drawer into its slot in the files.
That's Mr. Zalatimo, Mr. Gonzalez whispered. He's only been with us for a few days, and I don't think he's going to work out. I don't think we'll want to include him in the Levy Pants plan.
Mr. Zalatimo looked confusedly at the filing cabinets and scratched himself. Then he opened another drawer and fumbled through its contents with one hand, while the other scratched at his armpit through his threadbare knitted shirt.
Would you care to meet him?
The office manager asked.
No thanks, Mr. Levy said. Where do you find the people that work in this place, Gonzalez? I never see people like this anywhere else.
He looks like a gangster to me, Mrs. Levy said. You don't keep any cash around here, do you?
I think Mr. Zalatimo's honest, the office manager whispered. He only has trouble alphabetizing.
He handed Mr. Levy a sheaf of mail.
These are mostly confirmations on your hotel reservations for spring practice. There's a letter in there from Abelman. It's addressed to you and not the company, and it's marked personal, so I thought you'd better open it. It's been around for a few days.
What does that crack want now?
Mr. Levy said angrily.
Maybe he wonders what happened to a brilliant growing concern, Mrs. Levy observed. Maybe he wonders what happened since Leon Levy died. Maybe this Abelman has some words of advice to a playboy. Read it, Gus. It will be your work for Levy Pants for the week.
Mr. Levy looked at the envelope on which personal had been written three times in red ballpoint. He opened it and found a letter on which some attachment had been stapled.
Dear Gus Levy, we were shocked and grievously injured to receive the attached letter. We have been a faithful merchant for your merchandise for 30 years and have heretofore always had the warmest affectionate feelings for your firm. Maybe you remember the wreath we sent when your father died, for which we spared no expense. This will be very short. After many nights without sleep, we have given the original letter to our lawyer, who is instigating a libel suit for $500,000. This may do a little to compensate for our hurt feelings. Get a lawyer. We will see you in court like gentlemen. No more threats, please. Very best wishes. I, Abelman, manager, Abelman's Dry Goods.